know, the young person appears three times in the Simmons. The first time is in Parshas Emor, the second time is in Parshas Tzilchas, and the third time is in Parshas Yoreh. Parshas Emor gives you the Dinim Alisa Melocha, mainly. In Parshas Tzilchas, it gives you the Dinim of the Kabon Kamatotin. And in Parshas Re, it gives you all the Chavis HaRego. Riyach, I give you the Dinim, the Adonim. Among the various demons that are mentioned in Parshas Emor, in the middle of the Parshas Emor, this is the Mitzvah Sfira Tzoraimah. Today is Lag B'Omer, today is the 33rd day of the Omer. The Magen Avraham makes this statement that when he counts Sfira today, instead of saying Hayom Shloshim Shlosha Yomim, you say Hayom Shlosha Shlosha Yom. So you say first the smaller number, then you say the larger number. Why do we always do that? Every day, yeah, every day is clear. Not just on Lag B'Omer, all the time is clear. Right. Magen Avraham says it's not every day, not only on Lag B'Omer. I didn't say that right. Why is that so? Why should that be so? From biblical Hebrew, that's the way it is. In Tanakh, you always have this, when you have a larger number with a smaller number, you always have a smaller number. So, Avraham Omer that you have to count Sfira Tzoraimah in biblical Hebrew. Doesn't say anything about it anyway. So the Magen Avraham says, Takanatza. He says that where we come from, where did the Magen Avraham live exactly? Come in Poland? Where we come from, he says we speak Yiddish. And Yiddish, he say Drai and Dreisig. You don't say Dreisig and Drai. Since you say, since in the Stas Amdina, we speak Yiddish, he says. So we say Drai and Dreisig, the smaller number first. So when you speak Hebrew, you should speak a proper Hebrew that makes sense according to the Stas Amdina. How do we know that that's so? That you should, whenever you do a mitzvah that's in Hebrew and you speak in Hebrew, and you can either say 3 and 30 or you can say 33, how do you know that you should speak according to the Stas Amdina, that it should be up to date? They go to Gemara and Yuma, but the Gemara says that there's a din in Atar of Endechem Atosik, that when a Kohen Gadol goes the Avodah on Yom Kippurim, he has to do the Hazor Sachas Lamayel of Hashem Lamato. The Gemara says he has to count the Hazor separately. He says, Achas, Achas, Viachas, Achas, Vishtayim, Achas, Visholosh, Achas, Viyab, and so on. Why does he count one and one, one and two, one and three? Why doesn't he count, instead of counting one, and then from one to seven, then it counts from one to eight? One, 2, 3, 4, 5. Why does he have to count separate? So the modern Zachon Postic that has to be separate. When you count, the counting of the Mala and the counting of the Mata should be separate. And the counting of not only the Hazrat in different places, this is the Mala, not the Mata, you have to count separate too also. So the Gemara has a discrepancy between two prices. How did he turn it all to count? Did he say, Achas Ushtayim, Achas? There's no discrepancy. Achas v'yachas, no discrepancy. That's the same, whoever you are. And then when comes the machlokes ha'tanan? So one time it says the way we say, Achas v'shtayim, Achas v'sholosh, Achas v'yad, and the other time it says no. It says shtayim v'yachas, shtayim v'sholosh, sholosh v'yachas, agol v'yachas, and so on. So the Gemara says, what does that machlokes depend on? The Gemara says it's not a machlokes in din. Whether you count the Hazorot Lamata first, you count, whether you should mention the Hazorot Lamata that you're holding in the middle of, that's what I would say. It's not like this indeed, because you're now doing the Hazorot Lamata, maybe you should count the Hazorot Lamata first, and then mention the Hazorot Lamata that you have already done. Not at all, no machlokes indeed. Maki Asrei, or Maki Asrei, the different time language in different parts of the Earth before, and they spoke, the Hebrew language was spoken with a different dialect, or with a different, It's not a matter of dialect. It was a different way of speaking Hebrew. So in some parts of Eretz Yisrael, when they spoke, they would say the larger number. Whenever they would say a large number with a small number, they would say the larger number first. And in some parts of Eretz Yisrael, their practice would be that they would say the smaller number first. And the Gemara is conveyed the din. Whenever you fulfill, so the Magen Avraham says, what does the Gemara say here? Whenever you fulfill a mitzvah dibur, and in the Hebrew language is so well to say either way. A lot of expressions in English that you just can't carry over to the Hebrew language. You got to carry over to the Hebrew language and it's been ridiculous. Like we mentioned yesterday, that the lesson that they have Shalom Shaber at the Minik, that Mamsha Yiddishism, Mishta Blech in the Minik. So you carry it over to Hebrew from Yiddish, you carry over to Hebrew, so Shalom Shaber at the Minik. That's not a correct Hebrew, so that if you would be doing a mitzvah, you wouldn't speak like that. If you're writing a paper, so that after any right, Shalom Shaber at the Minik. But if you're doing a mitzvah, so you wouldn't speak such a Hebrew, because that's a corrupt style of Hebrew. But if the Hebrew language is still believed to say, Shloshim is Sholosh, Shloshim is Shlosho,
Shloshim.
You can say either one way or the other, and it is correct. Biblically, it is one way. But there's no halacha that says we have to fulfill the mitzvah Sfiras HaEmer biblical Hebrew. So you can fulfill the mitzvah Sfiras HaEmer in a modern Hebrew. So modern Hebrew people don't speak like that. The only question is, what's the correct speech of our country? So the Magen Avraham says, however it's accepted in your country where you live, however, all if you ask people in the street, how would they count? So all the people in America would count 33. They wouldn't count 3 and 30. In ancient English, they counted like that, no? Secular studies have to give all the good value, you see? To know all the literature, to know nonsense. So if you had lived in England years ago, in the United States years ago, and that's the way they spoke English, so then we would understand why we continue to count Sfira like that. But Einstein, we knew in America, or the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael, and nobody, the people who speak Yiddish, and the Miyuta, those who say Zayin Dreisig. The overwhelming majority of the Jews all over Eretz Yisrael and America speak the other way. But still it's fine. Why do we still continue to count Sfira and Sfira backwards? I once asked Rabbi Gibson this question, but he says, that's the way they set it up. But you see from the Magen Avraham not that they didn't set it up. The Magen Avraham quotes the Gemara in Yuma, and he says that you don't say they set it up. The Magen Avraham doesn't want to set it up because he says in Yiddish, that's the way you speak. And the language says, not that you set it up. He told him the Gemara, you see that you have to cover it. So they should have set up by biblical Hebrew. So he doesn't say that. He says that he's supposed to do according to the language. I don't know. What? Marti Asrei, Marti Asrei. According to the way the common language is used in your country, you should have to do the counting shel mitzvah. So the most exact count depends on the counting on Yom Kippur. The Magen Avraham applies also to counting the Sfiras HaEmer. So you might want to deal with the Magen Avraham. Okay, you can say that Magen Avraham is wrong. The Gemara only says Marti Asrei, Marti Asrei. You're saying two different units. When you're saying Achas Ushtayim, Ushtayim V'Achas, you're talking about the Hazor, the Ma'al HaMati, you're not combining together. But when you say 33, that's one number 33. You're not saying two different things. So maybe the reason why you say Shloshim Yom is because that's the biblical Hebrew. Maybe that's the answer. That you start to count Sfira according to the biblical Hebrew, and biblical Hebrew, whenever you count a large number together with a small number, a unit of a smaller unit with a unit of 10, they say Shloshim, Shloshim, you say the smaller number first. And the Gemara says, Marki Asrei, Marki Asrei, that only goes on the Hazor on Yom Kippur, because there is no biblical source for that. The Chalal, we didn't find any that foolish. How to count the Ma'ir Olamata. But that's not what the Magen Avraham, you can argue with the Magen Avraham. You can say that that's the way it should be based on biblical Hebrew. That's not what the Magen Avraham said. The Magen Avraham is supposed to follow the spot on me. I don't understand.
How do you count?
I count the way Rabbi Gibson said. That's where it's printed in the Siddur. But we should have a convention of the Rabbinical Council of America, the Gedolei Hador. We should discuss it to see. Maybe we should reopen the issue. No? I don't know. Probably we pass inside based on the Shulchan Aruch, and I'm passing based on the Siddur. The Shulchan Aruch means the Shulchan Aruch with the Magen Avraham, no? So the Magen Avraham says, well, the Magen Avraham is telling us to count the other one. But the Yevid Yehesh is this way also. I don't understand why we can't have a food like this. I don't know. Have to establish a committee, a halacha committee, to discuss the Yevid. Right, there are two practices whether you say bo'aymer or lo'aymer. So it says to the person that the evidence, even if you leave out the whole word, the yet is fear anyway. So the brisker of the Talmud of Adolva, the salvation kind of practice. Maybe you got it from Achaim, I don't know. But the Talmudim of Adolva, who told me in Yeshiva, told us that Adolva's practice was, he wouldn't count twice. That doesn't make any sense. He would say the last word twice. Like today, Rodman, he would say, I don't know, maybe he said Shloshim Shloshim, then I wasn't there, they didn't tell me the whole story. Yeah. Yeah, he lived in Europe when they don't spoke Hebrew. Okay, that could be. So he said, Hayom Shlosha, Shlosha Yom Shehem, etc. Then he would say, the last word he would say twice. He'd say, Bo Adam Adonai. But to say over the whole sentence twice, it doesn't make any sense to Slav, because you were already able to be evident with the first fear. Even if you would have left out the whole last word, and even if you said the wrong word is not the wrong word. The both words are correct. There's a question which is more correct, which is more correct to you. But to say over the whole sentence, I don't know, it doesn't matter. I don't know, I didn't hear. But to say over the whole sentence twice, the Slav doesn't make any sense. You were already able to say it. What are you accomplished by saying over the whole sentence? For some people, say over the last word, that I understand. Because if one is more correct, they're both correct. And the other, you don't need either. But it's more correct to say one over the other, perhaps, and there's a whole fight, which is the more correct way to do. So if you say the sphere, and then you say, Bo'im, Elohim, you say. You say, Elohim, Elohim. You say both. So you are Yerzeh, Lahatil, Elohaladeh.
It's the same thing.
You're
ready to
yourself
also the first time
to talk to you. It's not the Shas of Tzach. It's Mamish Lahatila Gomer. It's not even Shas of Tzach. You are Yerzeh already. But you want to be Yerzeh in a more correct way.
It's not
to
the other.
If
you say the wrong one.
It's not to the other. Lahatila Tzach. It's just that one is more correct Hebrew than the other. It's the question of which is more correct Hebrew. But to say over the whole sentence, that the thought doesn't make any sense. Chai Yodim writes that he's Mesupik, and Hilchot Sfira Samen, the Chai Yodim has a Sopik, which the Pishpe Tshuva calls in Hilchot Gittin. When you write a get, so the Gemara says that the Eidim have to read the get before they sign it, to make sure that it says what it's supposed to say. And before it's given over, they have to make sure that they read it, to make sure that it's a get. So the question is, let's say the get is given on the 8th day of the month, or the 18th day of the month, or the 28th day of the month. How do you pronounce the number Shmona? Now in Hebrew we know that whenever you have a word that sometimes appears with a segel and sometimes appears with a kamos, so whenever it has a kamos it's Mikael, whenever it has a segel it's Lashon Zohar. But in the Diktat books and all the grammar books, which are usually written by one of Gervin's Jews, it says that numbers are the reverse. As you say Shlosha, Arba'o, Hamisho, Shisho, that's all Lashon Zohar. And the Lashon Nekevi, he says, Shalosh, Arba, Hamei, Sheish. The question is, when you get to Shmona, so in all the grammar books, all the dictate books, it says that Shmona is Lashon Zohar. So it follows the rule that whenever it's come to say, in the numbers, it's Zohar. And Shmona is Lashon Nekevi. So the Chayyadim writes, he's not so sure that the grammar books are right. Maybe that's only when it comes to Shlosho, Arba, Hamisho, Shisho. Right, so there I say that Shlosha is Lashon Zohar and Shalosh is Lashon Teva. But when it comes to Shmoneh and Shmoneh, maybe there is the reverse. Maybe the Shmoneh is the Lashon Teva and the Shmoneh is Lashon Zohar, as the Gemara has a din in Masechet Gemura that it's a Esman Zayna. The Pasuk says Esman Zayna, so the Gemara says only Esman Zayna, the Lo Esman Zoneh. If it's a man who got the Esman from the woman, so then it's not us. Only if the woman got it from the man, so you don't know the Lashon Teva. So you see, whenever you have the same word, so the segel and the comet, so the comet is Russian, the cave and the segel is Russian. So they quote this topic of the Chayyadam, right, it's not a number. So the Dixit books say that numbers are different. So they quote the topic of the Chayyadam has a topic that he gave the Sphere time. How you supposed to count Sphere on the 8th day and the 28th day and the 38th day. So the Pisley Chula quotes this, take it the Dean of the Chayyadam who was given. When the 8th read the get, how should they pronounce the number properly?
You know,
there are times
they create
the
word there,
then
they just have to know what
it
means.
Yeah, yeah. So it's a question of pronouncing it correctly. Well, that's the correct
lotion
of
Hebrew.
No, it's not marking in the sphere side either. They just want to know what's the correct grammar. So the whole thing is Tillich Loin. You don't do Tanakh. It says at least 100 times, like the dictate books say. It's not a secret. It says Kisada. Whenever it says a number, Shmona. It's 100% Ezgehalten. Whenever it's talking about a Mekeva, it always says Shmoneh. Whenever it's talking about a Zohar, it says Shmoneh. So how can the Chayyadim have a Sophic? And how can the Chayyadim made a mistake? How can the Pitzvah? Shuvah didn't pick it up. Didn't open up the Tanakh. He never might have said it. Every time it says, by the 48 Ori Havim, it doesn't say Shmoneh. It says, Aboyim Shmoneh here. Shmoneh is Lashon Nekeva. Here is Lashon Nekeva. So our Tanakh is like that. Shmoneh is Lashon Nekeva and Shmoneh is Lashon Nekeva. Of course the Dictus would say right. On this point, maybe I wasn't enough. This Sechma, this comes from Tana. This Dicta comes from Tana. There is a discrepancy between the Parsha of Sphira Soimer in Parshas Tamor, and the Parshas Tir Sarmel in Parshas Re'e. It doesn't appear in Pinchas, because Pinchas only has the Masechet. But in Parshas Re'e it appears again. In Parshas Tamor it says, Esparsem Lachem. And in Parshas Re'e it says, Shivashuas Tispalah. So the Gemara in Menachah says Tispalah. Whenever it says Belashim Yachid, it's referring to the Bezen Hagar. Whenever it says Esparsem Lachem, she says Tir Lachalecha B'yechot. That's the Gemara Menachah. Whenever it says Lachem Lashon Rabbim, it says speaking to each and every individual Jew. And it says Lach, it's speaking to the whole Jewish nation as a tzibur, as a unit. And the one who has to fulfill the mitzvah for the whole Klal Yisrael is the Bez Nagel, who is representing Klal Yisrael. That's how the Bilna Gaon says, the Pshat in his Drasha. Why Lachem means Lachalecha B'yechot, and Tispalach means the Bez. So what exactly does this mean? That Tirus Am is a mitzvah on Bez, in addition to being a mitzvah on Klal Yisrael. Yeah, so that's the question. The Sifra, on this topic in Amor, says, I just talked to the Sfat Mechon. So Shivashuas Tispalah, the Bezen. The Bezen HaGadol has a mitzvah to come to. And Minayin, the rabbis call you up and be up. How do you know that not only Bezen HaGadol has a mitzvah? How do you know that every individual person has? Sfatam Lachem, should take two of the Halach of the Yachim. That's the old Gerson with this law. The Vilna Gaon changed the Gerson. Agoras Agroah, I printed in the Malgam and on the side of the regular Torah Sun. Agoras Agroah, he changed the Jews, he corrected it to read it solid. Shushus is for law. Yachol the Bezin, one might think, I have a minute there. It's only a mitzvah on the Talas al Bezin Agor. Samalon, the Shatam Lachem, she takes two of the Lech of the Yath. So the Machkonis Agroah and the Torah Sun is, it is not a mitzvah on Bezin. The mitzvah I'll call you off of the Yath. The question is, why does the Taka say, Shushus is for law? I would say Lashon Yachid there, it sounds like it's a mitzvah on Bezin. So the Gemara explains in Menachos and Daf Samachay that what it means is that the Sphere is Tzavuy of the Bezin. That it says in the Torah you should come to the Machos of Shabbos, the day after Shabbos. So you can interpret the word Shabbos in one of two ways, the right way or the wrong way. You can interpret Shabbos as referring to Shabbos Bereshit. Shabbos Bereshit means Shabbos Kodesh. Saturday. That's how the Christians interpret it. That's how the Sadducees interpret it like that. And they start counting Sefirot HaOmer on Sunday all the time. And then Shavuot always comes out, the 50th day always turns out to be on Sunday. That's why by the Gemara we celebrate Pentecost always on Sunday. Pentecost means the holiday of the 50th day. I think Pentecost. It's always on Sunday. So they follow the other traditions from the Sadducees. The other Masur. And the Masur? Sarachel is doing. Next month. And we follow a different Masur. We follow the Jewish Beth Masur. Why should Kuna Tarmishina? We follow our Masur. And notice how Shabbos means, doesn't mean Shabbos gracious means Yantar. So how do you know that that's so? Maybe Shabbos means Shabbos. Maybe Takasir Sam is always on Sunday. And Shavuot is always going to be on Sunday. So the Masur says no. Since it says, Shimshu is too so the loch means that Bezin counts. So what does Bezin got to do with Sphere Slam? If it says the Sarkam Lachem is a mitzvah called Rachid the Yachid, so why does it have anything to do with Bezin? Well, Bezin HaGadol has a separate mitzvah to count Sphere Slam. It doesn't make sense. So the Gemara says, Sphere HaKli of the Bezin. The reason why it says Shavuot is this loch means that Bezin are the ones who will tell you when you have to start counting. Now, if you start counting from Sunday, what do I need a Bezin to tell me when Sunday is? You ask any guy in the street, what day of the week is it? So you know that the day after Shabbos is Sunday, so you start counting Sphere. So the answer is no, then the Machas HaShabbos means the day after Yom Tov. Means you start counting Sphere from the first day, Chal Amay Pesach, and when is Yom Tov determined, when is Yom Tov Chal, that you have to find out from Bezin, when they want to be Kaveh, Shchodesh, Nisim, and Meh, when they want to be Kaveh, Yom Tov. So according to the Bryson in Masechet Menachos and Daf Tanachay, Shavuot Tiskolach means Sphere HaTli of the Bezin. Doesn't mean that Bezin does the counting. That's why there's only Gra, and apparently it was Magia, the Gerson, with this law to read like that. Yachol the Bezin, the Havamina, that the Sphere Sun is only done by the Bezin HaGadol, and why should you have such a Havamina that only the Bezin HaGadol should count Sphere? So the Mishanim on the Torah Sekarim, I think both the Raivin and the Rash Mishan to explain what the Havamina would have been. Either the Havamina Maskana, then we're going to make it into Havamina. The Havamina would have been that just like Kiddush HaKadosh and Yibur HaShomer, there's only a mitzvah on Bezin HaGadol, because Kviya Falua, is a mitzvah on Bezin HaGadol. HaKadosh HaZeh Lachem Rosh Chodashim is a mitzvah on Bezin HaGadol only. That's how the Rambam writes. But Bezin HaGadol has to determine when Rosh Chodesh is and when the Yom Tov. You're going to have every, you're going to have Eilu V'Eilu Dibidu Kim Chayim. Every local rabbi is going to decide when he wants Rosh Hashanah to be, and when he wants Purim to be, when it's going to be Alei Tzonis. The Jews are going to be celebrating Yom Tov on different days. So the Rambam quotes on the Chilta like that, that Kiddush HaChodesh and Yibar HaShanah is up to the Bez Magol. Bez Magol are the ones who determine when Rosh Chodesh is and when all the Yom Tov are. So I would have thought that the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer, since the purpose of Sfiras Omer is because they are Shavuot, Shavuot is going to be at the conclusion of the Sfira on the 50th day. I would have thought that the mitzvah of Sfiras Omer is only the Bez Magol. Yachol B'Bez, like Kiddush HaChodesh and Yibar HaShanah, is Kemash Malon, is Tzvatam Lachem, Shufay Sfira Lachol Echad Liyot.
But
the old Girsa sounds like it says that there's a separate mitzvah on the Bez Magol and a separate mitzvah called Yachad Liyot. The question is, what level? Yeah, what does that mean?
Maybe that's tough. And maybe that's why they have both quicker. One is telling them that everyone has to count, but it has to be totally on Benson before of this. It has to be told that the Yachad Liyot should be able to show that they're coming out 6 days later, so the only way to be counting is that the Yachad Liyot should pull out the Benson. Is Benson has to be attacked in the first one, so we can start counting through Benson, and then we're sure to miss it, and therefore we'll make sure it's through Benson.
So Rashi pointed out that the Tarkuni on the beginning of Parshas Bahar obviously had the old Gersa. He didn't have the Gersa Taglot.
What do you mean
And the Chagiga on Shavuot, Erlus Riyah. How do you know if you didn't bring the Erlus Riyah on Shavuot, how do you know you can bring it for the next 6 days? So the Gemara in Chagiga has different Yalfusas. The one Yalfusa is from the Sfiras Omer. Since the Torah in Parshas Emor, there's another discrepancy. In Parshas Emor, it says, Tizkuru Chamishim Yom, that you should count days. And in Parshas Re'eh, it says, Shuvu Shavuot, Tizkuru, you should count weeks. So the Gemara says, what do you do to that contradiction? The Lord has various suggestions how to resolve that contradiction. The Lord says, "Amar Abayi, there's no contradiction. Mitzvah the Mimni Yomi, or Mitzvah the Mimni Shavui. There are two parts to the mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to count it. Rambam says there are two parts to the same mitzvah. That Rabbi Yerucham holds there are two different mitzvahs. Rambam is very strong about this, and based on mitzvahs, makes a whole argument. There are not two different mitzvahs. There's only one mitzvah. Mitzvah the Mimni Yomi, Mitzvah the Mimni Shavui. It's not two different mitzvahs. The Rabbi Yerucham and perhaps the mother Rishonim also may seem to agree, but the Rabbi Yerucham is the one who's famous with this. He clearly states that the two distinct mitzvahs, and the Zadusha is the Migdash HaYekayim, that the Sfiras Omer was their right, that they would take two different brachas. They would say bracha on Sfiras HaYom in the count of Yom, they would say bracha on Sfiras HaShavuot in the count of Shavuot. It's only because Sfiras Omer, the Zman, is rare. It's only the Rabbanim, the Gemara says, in the Menachos HaShavuot, because we don't have any Omer. You have to count from the day that you bring the carbon miner. We don't have any Yom Tov miner there. So the Gemara states that Sfiras Omer is not as long as the Rabbana. So that's why we only say one bracha. We don't say a bracha on the Din Rabbana. It gives you a very difficult shot. It says that the counting of the days is the right of the miner there. The Gemara just means the counting of the weeks is the Rabbana. Wouldn't appear to us in the Gemara. He must have had either a different Girsa in the Gemara or a different interpretation in the Gemara. He has some new interpretation in the Gemara. In the Chemdus Yisrael, we have a whole Chemdus Yisrael, the Sefer by the Kli Chemdan, the Sefer Mitzvah of Rambam. A running commentary on the Sefer Mitzvah of Rambam. The comments on the Rambam, on the Ramban, on the Megillah Tests, and on the Leif Sameh. All of them are interesting Torah. He has a Torah on this Rabbeinu Yerucham. He tries to explain how in the world did the Rabbeinu Yerucham interpret the Gemara. It doesn't seem to say that in the Gemara. So the Pashto says he had a different Girsa in the Gemara. He says, no, how can he have a different Girsa? All the Rishonim had the same Girsa as we have. The Rabbeinu Yerucham is the Talmud of the Rosh. Yeah? They all had the same Girsa. So he gives you a whole interpretation of how, on the midst of Sfiras Omer, he gives you how did the Rabbeinu Yerucham interpret the Gemara. So Tokonim Igmar points out Baya. Baya resolves this apparent contradiction that here in Parshas Emor it says you should count the days, and there in Parshas Re it says you count the Shavuot, you count the weeks. So Baya says no contradiction. Mitzvah in the Yom, Mitzvah in the Shavuot, the two parts to the Mitzvah, or the two different Mitzvahs, whatever. So the Gemara in Chagigah says, seems to, that's what the Sameach points out, that Gemara is saying the following. He interprets the Gemara. That counting Sfirat HaOmer is what creates Shavuot. The Sfirat Kodesh Shavuot, not that Shavuot is the 50th day after Pesach. You have to count the Sfirat, and if you could visualize that nobody would count Sfirat, then Shavuot wouldn't be. There wouldn't be any Shavuot.
So, we'll get to that.
So the Gemara says that counting up the Sfirat is Kaveh Shavuot, and because Mitzvah and Naomi are Mitzvah and Shavuot, therefore we assume that Shavuot will be both a unit of a day and a unit of a week. So whatever the units are that you're counting, that's what the unit will be that you're going to establish in the end. So Shavuot is one day with respect to Yisrael Malacha and with respect to Karbonos on the Sofim. But you can't bring in the Sofim on another day. It'll be all the Yom of Bottle Karbonos. But Shavuot is also celebrated as an entire week because in midst of Nimni Shavuot, it counts 7 weeks, so that the 8th week will be a holiday. What holiday? All week. And you know it says, Mitzah and Mitzah Shlumim. You can bring the Oil and Sriya all week long. Another, even on Shavuot, when the 6 days following Shavuot are not Yom Tov at all, they also have a din of tashlumim. That's why some Hasidim don't say tashlumim for the 6 days following Yom Tov. Some Achrenim say a wild Kiddush that you can, if you forgot to say Shehechiyon, or if you didn't say Shehechiyon on the first day Pesach, you can say Shehechiyon all the way till the next day Pesach. What if you forgot to say Shehechiyon on Shavuot? You say on the second day. What if you forgot to say Shehechiyon on the Kiddush the first day and the second day? So there's a machlokes Achrenim. So some Achrenim say, Tava, you didn't say Shehechiyon, so you lost. That's what I would say. Another Achrenim say, no, since there's Tashlumim Kol, another 7 days after Yom Tov, you have Tashlumim for the Korban of Eilat Shviya, so you can say Shehechiyon also 6 days later. I don't understand what the Mayan Shemitah Eichel has seen. Mayan Shemitah Eichel is not there, that is an answer to it. I don't think there's any answer to this. What is it that the Gemara has a different expression? Mayan means Ditten Eichel Nadorim. That the Gemara has no answer to. As Moshe Eichel said, why should you be able to stop a Medesh Kliya? Why should you be able to say Shech Yanu up until 6 days after the Yom Tov Shavuot? That's one day and a friend one day. So the idea of Sfirat HaOmer is to be Koveya Shavuot. So that's why the Rishon explained, the Raavad and the Rash Mishant and the Pirush and Torah kind of explained that there would have been a Havamina, maybe it's Taka Maskona also, that the mitzvah of Sfirat HaOmer is mitzvah hamutalas ala bezin din yuchad, like the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh and Yibur HaShon. Yeah, the question is, is that so? So again, so the Vilna Gaon changes the gear today, should say Yochel the Bezin. I would have thought that it's mitzvah hamutalas ala bezin, I would have thought that it's called Kiddush HaChodesh, kamash v'lam that it's not. And the old gear said was that it's not so. So Rav Soloveitchik pointed out there's a chesquini at the beginning of Parshas Zahar, well, he has the Feirish, the old Jews. The Chesquini was a contemporary of Rashi. He quotes Rabbeinu Shlomo Shayichya, and he has Kashi San Rashi. Whenever he has a Kashi, he writes Chazino Kotir. He sees a difficulty. Chazino Kotir. There's Kashi San Rashi. Funny Rashi here. From the beginning of Parshas Zahar, he comments on the Kotir that says, Kotir Ches, Yisafarta l'chol sheva shach toshanim sheva shanim sheva tomim. But the Ramban HaChumash has discovered whether the Safar Tulecho is really a mitzvah that Bez Nagol should count Sfirat HaShanim in order to lead up to Yovel, or it's like Sfirat by Zav and Ezavah. It says Yisof HaLo Shirat Yomim, or Yisof HaLo Shirat Yomim. It doesn't even have to count every day which day it is for the Shiva Nikir. It just means you should keep the track, you should keep praise, and at the end of the 7 days, it can be Tovel and the mitzvah, and they'll be Tovel. So the Ramban raises the subject whether the Safar Tulecho means that Bez Nagol has a mitzvah to count the pair. And Rosh Hashanah, at the beginning of every year, this is year number one, the first 14 years after Yeshua Benun came to Eretz Yisrael, Shevet Hakiv, Shevet Shevet Shevet, so they didn't count. They didn't count anything because they weren't yet chayvim from the Maitis Menat Torah, so there was no din of Shemitah Yovel yet. And after the 14 years were up, so then the Rosh Hashanah, the 15th year, was the year number one. So they count on Rosh Hashanah, the 15th year. Shana Zuh, Shana Rishanah, it says with the Fai Tulachah. If there will be a bez, if there will be a mitzvah to count the pair, the mitzvah will be metalis on the bez. Now, there won't be a mitzvah on the metalis, I'll call you off of the yard.
I mean, Right.
What does that mean? But today, why don't we have the other
book? No, because there's no other book, because we don't have the...
So you don't go not? Why did you make it in your home job?
You said it's just after the meeting, so it's leading up into Shabbat.
Yeah.
So then just like we have a Shabbat, it's just like you can have Mr. Yemes and you have Mr. Prostar, say Shabbat, my brother. Mr. Yemes and Mr. Dasha, Shabbat, my brother. So why should we be the Buddha to clear something?
It's not exactly part of Shavuot. The mitzvah is not fulfilled on Shavuot. The mitzvah is in order to be Kobay Shavuot. The mitzvah is in order to be Kobay Shavuot. Maybe it's only a Havamina. Maybe that idea is Yochel B'Tez and the Havamina would have been that Kobay Shavuot. So probably there, and that points out that the Gemara and the Chagiga says that it is Kobay Shavuot. But it could be that that's only the spear of the Bez Magor was Kobay Shavuot.
There's not part and parcel of the mitzvah.
No, Tashkent is not the part of the mitzvah of Nihil Shavuot. The mitzvah in order to lead up to being Tavir the Yom Tavir Shavuot, and the women have to celebrate Shavuot, the same as the men. That's part of the Nihil Shavuot, not the Tashkent, not the Tashkent. Whether the Tafar Tavir is really a mitzvah spear of the Tehah, Hamutel, or Tavir, I remember it just means the same as the spear of Ari Zab and Azov. The Rambam and Hilchah Shmi Tavir write explicitly that it's a mitzvah of Tehah and Bez Magor, to get up every year on Rosh Hashanah, to count Shana, to Shana, 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 Shmita, and then to get up on the 8th year and the 7th year and say this is Shana Shvi, Shana, Shmita, and to keep on going until you're Makadosh Yerevo. That's how the Rambam understood like that one side of the Torah. It was a part of the mitzvah that they should do fear of the death. It doesn't just mean that she keeps that. So the Chassidim also assumes like that. Assumes about Arishim, days of Rashi. It seems also like the Rambam, like that one side in the Rambam, that it's a mitzvah that the Bez Magor should count the death. So then the Chassidim starts saying in the original Chiddush, he thinks that when the Bez Magor gets up every year in Rosh Hashanah and counts his Tiras Hashanim, they don't recite a bracha. Maybe they should say a bracha, Shekidushanim in the Torah of Yisrael, or Tiras Hashanim, Hashmik, or the Yerba. There's no bracha because there's a Gemara in Menachah that says that when you tie the Tiras onto the beggar, do you recite a bracha or not? So the Gemara says that should depend on the Machlekes Amorai, but the Tiras is called the Talis. A tzitzis is played with gavre. The old tzitzis is played with talit is that if you have a four-cornered garment that's sitting in the drawer, as the Gemara called clay kufsa, a beggar that's sitting in the kufsa, sitting in the back, if you have a four-cornered garment, even if you're not wearing it, you're obligated to put tzitzis on. So then, when you try to put the tzitzis onto the beggar, you are fulfilling the mitzvah. Not just that you're preparing a talit with which you can fulfill the mitzvah when you're going to put it on. You're fulfilling the mitzvah ready right now by tying on the tzitzis. Oh, so then the Gemara says, if the din were, that tzitzis would be chagat mona, tzitzis would be chagat akli, chagat abege, then you would have to recite a bracha at the time that you tied the chutim into the garment, because that's a mitzvah. So after you also gemar mitzvah, when you tied the chutim into the bege, that's the gemar mitzvah, you're doing the kind of mitzvah at that moment. It doesn't mean that according to that opinion in the gemar, there's no additional mitzvah when you wear the garment. And according to that opinion, that klei kufsa hayom mitzvah, there's no added mitzvah to wear the tzitzis. You fulfill the same mitzvah whether you buy an abakamah that you leave it in the drawer, or you hang it on the wall, like the Karaim did, or even also, they hang up the talis on the wall in a museum, or you wear the garment. There's no added mitzvah. So I'm sure once gave a yoshat, you know, you can send the Sabbath that even if we have not the past month of the thing, but even if it would have been like that opinion, that sisters and service talis, there would still be two different mitzvahs. So be one. This would only be one mitzvah. One mitzvah to have tzitzis in a four-corner garment that you possess, and there's another mitzvah to wear tzitzis. So the mitzvah of tzitzis appears twice in the Chumash also. And one parsha says, "Gedilim tassof alava kantos tzusa asher techas seba." And the third has asher techas seba. It says that there is a mitzvah to wear the tzitzis. And the other parsha is the question: what we recite every day in Krishna? What does it say? I'll count it again to the earth, and I'll count it again to the earth. It doesn't say that where? I'll count it big day hen. But that's the Machlekes, where that count it big day hen means you have a beggar, even if you're not wearing it, you have to put on tzitzis. But no, count it big day means to be interpreted in light of the other parasha, the Dilma Tas Machor, Shetachasuba, when you're wearing it, if you're not wearing it, so that's how we pass in Alti Pashtun. The Beis Erev has a different, of course, the Rishon doesn't, who pass in differently. But the Pashtun is that we pass in that tzitzis is the chayva of the gavra, and we say that the parsha shetachas abos sheds light on the other parsha of the otlam tzitzis of kantavik dev, that it's only b'shas when you wear. But even according to the other opinion, that klei kufsa that in our conscience of sitting in the Drucha Yovim, the tzitzis, he would also have to admit that when you wear the tzitzis, you fulfill the other additional mitzvah of Asher Techatzah, two different
mitzvahs.
So we assume the pashtus, leaving out that the Joseph, the Shemek, the Rav of Chaim, or whatever, we assume that when you tie the chutim into the tzitzis, there's no mitzvah at all. What can a woman do what?
Well, listen, that's not the mitzvah.
Buying a dollar minute, that's not the kima mitzvah, so making the mitzvah is not the mitzvah itself. It's a hechsher mitzvah, so it doesn't require any gun. So the chesunion on the pasuk in the beginning of Bahar, a pasuk says, quotes the allusion to that gemara, chomitz and shatzat igma mitzvah, so on the rachm alev, it's not atzat igma mitzvah, and the rachm alev, so he says, the bez nagol, who counts every year, sfir ashnot ashmitu bahayovel, they do not recite a bracha because it's not atziyas gemar mitzvah, because they don't have a kima mitzvah until it comes yoga. It's not exactly the same as what the gemara says. The gemara says if tying the tzitzis is not the mitzvah, then it's only hechsher. He says he made a different part. He's taking that gemara and he's extending it. Even though you are doing a ma'isa mitzvah now, it's not a hechsher, it's a ma'isa mitzvah, but the Russian gemara was atziyas gemar mitzvah. If it's not the Gemara Mitzvah, so if you're not completing the Mitzvah now, you're only beginning the Mitzvah, then you can't say a bracha. You only complete the Mitzvah when it comes Yovel. So the purpose of the Sefar Shalachar is that you should lead up to Yovel. That's what the Cheshkun is. Then he asks Akash on himself, if that's true, if that's so, why does the Bezen HaGadol recite the bracha when they count Sefiras HaOmer every night? Since the purpose of Sefiras HaOmer is to be Kaveh Shavuot, so it's not Asiyas HaGemar Mitzvah, the mitzvah will not be completed until they finish all the 49 nights, until tomorrow will be determined as Shavuot. How can they say bracha on the first 48 days? It's not Asiyas HaGemar Mitzvah. But to this kasha he answers, you're right, the Bez Magadol wouldn't have said a bracha when they count Sefiras HaOmer every day. He's on the mitzvah of Bez Magadol, but the Bez Magadol are Jewish also. Just like they have to look still like all the other Jews, and they have to sit and sit like all the other Jews, and they have to count to like all the other Jews also. The Chavis Bez Nagadol that the Bez Nagadol has is to be Kaveh Shavuot, so that mitzvah is Asiyas Olav Gemar Mitzvah, so that they don't fulfill the Gemar Kima Mitzvah until they'll complete the whole mitzvah of the Sphira and be Kaveh the next day as Shavuot. But the mitzvah, the Teres called Yachid the Yachid, that the Bez Nagadol is obligated in as well, that mitzvah is Asiyas Olav Gemar Mitzvah, so that's not for the purpose of being Kaveh Shavuot. To see explicitly that the Cheskuni clearly had the old Yitzchak, and he holds that the two distinct mitzvahs in Sefiras HaOmer, the mitzvah for the Bez Magadol to count is for the purpose of being Kaveh Shavuot. And that's only on Bez Magadol. And mitam that mitzvah, they wouldn't have recited the bracha, because it says, Yosef Lav Gemar Mitzvah, they're not completing the mitzvah, literally, Gemar Mitzvah. They're not completing the Gemar Mitzvah until they've completed the entire minyan, and Shavuot will be Nikra and Nikra the next day. And he says Shemitah is like that. He says in Shemitah there's Bez Magadol, there's not Bez Magadol. And the only reason why the Bez Magadol does say Avraham when they count Sefiras HaOmer is because it's also required of them that they should count the Torah's called Yachad V'Yachad, that every Shvat and Lachem should take Sefirah HaLach V'Yachad. And the Sefirah of the Yechidim is not for the purpose of being Kaveh Shavuot. That's what Rav Leitch pointed out. I wish that could be clear she has been. But then, he gave a whole shiur about this in Shul, in Maria. So he gave Barichas, he explained a lot of things with this. And then he asked, about an hour into the shiur, now there's one kasha that's left Alkanah's Kasha. One Kasha that's left. The Shavuot is not an issue. The Yom Yom Rabbanan. How do you have Shavuot there? I said, the Bez Nagavot counting is Kaveh Shavuot. You shouldn't have any Shavuot. The counting of Kal Yachad, the Yachad has Kulim says is not for the purpose of being Kaveh Shavuot. That's why he says it's Kas Yachad Yom Yom. And then he counts, he fulfilled the mitzvah already. But the counting of the Bez Nagavot, but Kaveh Shavuot. So that's the kasha. How can you have Shavuot? It's not as there. Shavuot should be Midir Abonon, or not at all. Or not at all. First I'm asking Balabat, what's there? What's the kasha? No one's done anything good. There's an obvious kasha. Shavuot shouldn't exist. It's not as there. But he said, he looked, and he bothered the kasha after he saw this person. And he looked around in the, and he saw in the Yalkut Shimoni, they quoted the name of a Psikhtu Lutras there. That's one of the leakers of different Midrash. They quote on Parshas and more. They quote that six religious that has a special Yalfusa that even Bizman Azeh you have to observe Shavuot. Ma Kavanah that even Bizman Azeh, why not? That the laws of the Torah don't apply any longer. Why? All the mitzvahs are Torah. So this character is limited to Dafka Torah and so on. This is how good it goes. Only nice stuff. So this group applies throughout all the generations. There are Seichem. Homer Shasechem, there are Seichem. So what's the Havamina? But he thought that maybe that's the kavana of the psikta, that the psikta means to bavar in this kasha, that you shouldn't think that only when Bez Nagavot counts does Shavuot come into existence. But Bez Nagavot is not counting, so Shavuot shouldn't come into existence at all. So Tamashim on the Pasuk, that it does come into existence. So the Shaiva Tatakaya. So you have a technical source that says that it's okay. So how does it work?
How are we
answering? The psikta has a pasuk that it works. The question is, but how does it work? I forgot the Pasuk in Parshas Emor about Shavuot. It speaks to some kind of a phrase that's marked that even his man is there, he still observes Shavuot. What does it mean, his man is there? Why shouldn't you observe Shavuot if his man is there? So it doesn't say why. You could think that maybe since Shavuot, maybe Pesach has a mitzvah of Matzah and Mor, and Shavuot has a mitzvah of, and Sukkot has a mitzvah of Sukkot and Dalet Nidus. So you can say that maybe even his man shall and Mikvishkaya, and you have to keep going. But Shavuot, it only has a mitzvah of Hakrovet Kavonot HaMitzvotim. So maybe you should think the Sanshe and Beit HaMikdash kind you don't observe, you don't celebrate Shavuot. Maybe that's the Havamim. So the Rishik thought that wasn't the Havamim. The Havamim means Bizman Azeh. Bizman Azeh means Bizman Shein Bez Nagoro Sofrim. That the purpose of fear of Bez Nagoro to be Kovei Shavuot is, so Bizman Azeh means not Bizman Shein Beit HaMikdash kind, but rather Bizman Shein Bez Nagoro the kind of Mitzvah Sphere is, so how will Shavuot be Nikra? The Kamash Bulon, especially Rav Huske, on the Pasuk, it's Rosh and Be'etzem Ayom Azeh, I think. The end of the Pasuk. Across in the essence, because it already says Shavuot. And Rochet Hashem and Tashvish Tizkuruch HaMishma and Kaptim Mechel Chadosh Al Hashem, then it says in Moshe Yosef and Tavir Lachem Tzimut, but it already gives you the Korbanet that you bring the Shtei Alechem and Shavuot. So it seems to me in the heart. Then it says, across in the essence, I am with a Mikra Kodesh Al Hashem. It says you should declare it as a Yom Tov and pass it cross out. Obviously it's a Yom Tov. The whole assumption is that it's a Yom Tov all along. So I think that's the purpose. It's cross and that's a Mayan Azeh. I feel it is Man Azeh. If you don't have Korbanos, you still should celebrate the Yom Tov of Shavuot. Even though you don't have these special Korbanos. So the question is, how does it work? Yes?
When you read this,
Okay, the Rosh Hashanah pointed out that there's a machlokes in the Rambam and the Ramban, how did the Rosh Hashanah exist as Bizman Azeh? If there's no Bezin being Kaveh Rosh Chodesh, and never had it, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Pesach and Shavuot exist. So the Ramban writes in the Sefer Mitzvah, the Hillel Hasheni, who was the Nazi, the great grandson of Rabbi Banotzi, was Mekadosh Olach Hadoshim and Ma'ab Rol Hashon and Abiyah Tagol. Either didn't he not supposed to be Mekadosh Hadoshim in advance? The Ma'ab says that he declared Hashem was there, it went in advance, he declared Mishpedish, which when Mishpedish is going to be too far in advance, so then it's not in the Chabad Yevet. So Ramban says, yeah, that's when years are normal, when things are normal. But Hillel Hasheni saw that there's going to be great persecution, there won't be any Tzlicha, there won't be any Ben Mandaro, to be Kaveh Rosh Hashanah. There was a Shas of Tzkak, and he went ahead with the din of Atem Afilim Rizikim, Atem Afilim Mutim, Atem Afilim Shogigim, and he declared all the Rosh Hashanah and all the Shanim Shutas and Shanim Mubarak. He set down the calendar Ad Bia Kagol until Mashiach would come and establish his own Bezin and continue. The point of the Ramban, according to the Ramban, how do we have Rosh Chodesh is man of Jeh, we still have Kiddush HaChodesh al pi Kiddush Bedin. It's not al pi Hariyah, we don't have Kiddush al pi Hariyah. The Edom don't come, the Edom didn't come to Hillel Hashemi and tell him that they saw the moon. How could they see the moon that didn't appear yet? The month didn't come yet, the year didn't come yet. It's not al pi Hariyah, but it's Kiddush HaChodesh alay al pi Hariyah. That's called Atem, al pi Lul Nizidim, that Bez Magorim has the right to declare Rosh Chodesh whenever they want, even ignoring the Edom, even without Edom, even against the Edom. That's what the Rambam says. The Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvah has a long arichas on it, which has a kuf nun gimel, very long arichas. Usually Rambam is very brief in the Sefer HaMitzvah. He has a long arichas, and he says, no, there's a halacha. And Yara HaZaki, he repeats again the same thing. There exists a halacha of Moshe Sinai, of Kiddush HaChodesh HaFi HaChesvin. That when there's no ability to be Mekadosh HaChodesh HaFi HaRiyah based on testimony of Eidim, will come and say we saw the moon. And if you can't have Bezin declare whether it's a Shana Pshut or Shana Muberes based on the calculation whether it should be a Shana Muberes, then the halakha l'moshe Misinai of Kriyas HaLuach HaFi HaChesvin sets in automatically, and the Luach happens by itself. It's Kiddush HaFi HaChesvin. The halakha l'moshe Misinai. Whether the Rambam gets the halakha l'moshe Misinai doesn't say in the Gemara anywhere, so the Goyim have like that. So even the Shavuot HaGoyim, Rabbeinu Hananel has like that. So the Ramban says, how can it be halakha l'moshe Misinai? It's a secret. The Gemara never says that there was a halacha l'moshe Misinai. How can it be that the Gemara kept it a secret? So the Bris Geraos writes in his paper, yeah, that's called the Sozal Ibur. That's the secret. The Gemara calls it Sozal Ibur. Gemara says there was some kind of a secret that has to do with Ibur Hashanah. Rabbeinu Hananel says, and not Gemara, Rabbeinu Hananel as representing the opinion of the Gemara. The Sozal Ibur was the deep dark secret of Kiddush HaKodesh and Kriyas HaLuach HaFi HaChesvin. That was the secret. They didn't want the Goyim to know. They didn't want anybody to know. That's the question. So that's the two opinions. How do we have Rosh Chodesh from Zman and Rosh? So this...
Center among what's the occupation?
Rambam says that Hillel HaShemi knew that there are going to be persecutions, and he knew that there won't be a Bezin that will be able to continue to make Kiddush HaKadosh in the Rosh Hashanah. So he personally declared all the Rosh Chodeshim and all the Shana Mubarak at Bi'at HaGoel when there should be Rosh Chodesh and when it should be. He picked up, he fixed the calendar that we have, and he declared, I hereby am Mekadesh with one act of Kiddush, all the Rosh Chodeshim that I want to become Rosh Chodesh, and all the years that I want to become Shana Mubarak. I already declared him now the Shana Mubarak. I think Mark says, if you declare Shana Mubarak,
even years in advance. He declares Shana Mubarak years in Okay, well, I didn't say over the whole Rambam. I'll say over another part that he said over already, so I think it may be parenthesis. So let's see, let's get back over here to this. Yalfusa, that the Psyk Zutus, I think, has in the part of Scrutin there, so my name is Emmett Kurtis, so even his mama there, that there's no Bezna Gomel count, and he still has Shavuot, so how does it have to work? Bezna Gomel has to count in order to be Shavuot, how does it work? So you could say, along the lines of the Ramban, you could say, let's see, you could say, it's more like the Rambam, it's more like the Rambam, that there's man, that there's no Bezin that has the ability to be Mekadosh Chodeshim, then you have Kiddush HaChodesh HaFi HaChesvin is Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, so maybe that's what this Pasuk is saying as well, that you can have Shavuot, there's man as well. So you ask, what do you need a Halacha L'Moshe Misinai for? Say it's this Pasuk. Maybe it's one of the same thing. Maybe it's part of the same thing. I don't know. But the Rambam there adds on something in addition. The Rambam says that because there were some Jews living in Eretz Yisrael, because there were some Jews living in Eretz Yisrael throughout all the generations observing Rosh Chodesh and observing the Yom Tov on the right day, that the Rosh Chodesh and the Mikra and the years were determined as the Shana Pshuta, Shana Beres, and so on. And if Cholila, there wouldn't have been any Jews living in Eretz Yisrael throughout all the generations observing the Rosh Chodesh and the Yom Tov, then the whole calendar system would have been collapsed, would have collapsed for a long time ago. But there wouldn't be any Yom Tov, there wouldn't be any Rosh Chodesh. But because HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised he would never wipe out the Jewish nation, so therefore there are always Jews living in Eretz Yisrael. That's what the Rambam sounds like he says. So you see, first of all, the Rambam is assuming that the equal of the Jewish nation are those who live in Eretz Yisrael. They're also Jewish, but they're not the equal of Kol Yisrael. The Hadacha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave that he won't wipe out Kol Yisrael means that he will always have Jews living in Eretz Yisrael. That's number one he's speaking of. Then number two, the question is, what does the Rambam mean? That if there wouldn't have been any Jews living in Eretz Yisrael any one month, then Rosh Chodesh wouldn't have been mikvah. Why? But the Rambam himself says that his man has there, you have Kiddush HaKadosh Afi HaChezben, HaLacha Moshe Yisrael, but it happens by itself. So why does he say, if it happens by itself, so why do you have the Jews living in Eretz Yisrael? Obviously the Rambam seems to imply that you need some kind of a combination over here, that Kiddush HaKadosh Afi HaChezben doesn't really mean so simply that it happens by itself. What it means is, like you mentioned earlier, that the Beit Din HaGadol, when they existed, used to declare Rosh Chodesh and Shana Pshuta, Shana Meberes, not the Torah's Beit Din HaGadol that they have the power to pass from Shabbos, but rather the Torah's representatives of Kol Yisrael. And really, it's Kol Yisrael who should determine this. Kol Yisrael as a whole should determine when Rosh Chodesh is, whether the Shana should be to be Kaveh Eluach, to be Kaveh Jewish calendar. You're going to have each person do whatever he wants, so you can't have that. So you have to have Beit Din HaGadol representing Kol Yisrael. So the Gemara is there. Sure, we have a halacha of Moshe Mishpina, the Rambam calls it, that you can have the Rosh HaKadosh and Mikvah, and the years determined as a Shana Muberes without Beit Din HaGadol. But what it means is, that's what I'll say, that's what it means is that the power is reverted back to Kol Yisrael, and Kol Yisrael means those Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael. So how do they do it? Because they don't do it with an act of Beit Din. No, the Beit Din has to act as a Beit Din as representing Kol Yisrael. So when it goes back to Kol Yisrael, so they don't do it. The Torah is Beit Din. They don't have to have smicha. That's what the Rambam asks on the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos and the Sefer Tuchim Gimel. What is the Rambam talking about? The Jews in Eretz Yisrael observe Rosh Chodesh. But the right, there are no people in Eretz Yisrael have smicha. What is he talking about? Nobody has smicha. There's no Beit Din there. Who is being Mekadosh HaKadosh? So that's what Betzik explained to the Rambam. He doesn't think the Rambam means that there are Jews who are Mekadosh Rosh Chodesh. It means that the Koyach HaBeit Din HaGadol in the first place, because the Ruach came from the fact that they represent Kol Yisrael. So now that there's no Beit Din HaGadol, so Kirk goes back to Kol Yisrael. So the Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael, when they're Noheg, when they do an act of Nihug on Rosh Chodesh, and they're Noheg when Yom Tov is, and they're Noheg whether it's a Shana Pshuta, Shana Muberes, so their Nihug is Kaveya, whether the year will be in Muberes, or whether the month will be a Chodesh Meruba, or a Chodesh Koster, or a Chodesh Mala. And they come there when Rosh Chodesh is. And the mayor when Rosh Chodesh is, we'll know when Yom Tov is. And then, when we know when they will come there when Yom Tov is. And that affects us, since we have a din of Sfeik of Yom, so we have to go to there. But they're the ones, if there are only 10 Jews in Eretz Yisrael, so they're the ones who are called 5 Jews living in Eretz Yisrael. And they're 1 Jew living in Eretz Yisrael. Chisholz down to 1. Chisholz down to 1 religious Jew living in Eretz Yisrael. And he's observing when Rosh Chodesh is when the Shana Pshuta Shana Muberes, so he's the Kol Yisrael, he's Kaveya, the Rosh HaKadosh and the Shana Muberes, and based on his kriyas is called for everybody else. That's what the Rambam seems to
say.
Okay. Very good. Okay. Yeah. So that is Allah al Moshe Mishpina. That the power of Bezim reverts back. The power of Bezim really stems from the fact that they represent Kol Yisrael. And the power is given back to Kol Yisrael. Kol Yisrael meaning those Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael. They don't have to be Musmachim. The religious Jews who live in Eretz Yisrael, they are the Kol Yisrael. And when they are Noheg, the Rosh Chodeshim, and the Yom Tovim, and the Shana Meberes, and the Shana Pshuta, their Nihug is Kaveya when the Yom HaShoshim will be. So if one says like that, perhaps one can learn that that's the deal in this specificity here. That what? Is Manji Yesh Beit Din HaGadol, so the Beit Din HaGadol counts to your son. And this is Kaveya, Shavuos. Is Manji Yesh Beit Din HaGadol, so
So the Zira Koyach and Zira, so we take over the Koyach of the Bez Nazon. So our counting, Zira Zimer, is Koveya Shavuot. Maybe that's the Pshat. Bizman Shahayah Bez Nazon. So then says Tuni splits the two mitzvahs. He says only the counting of the Bez Nazon was for the purpose of being Koveya Shavuot. Counting of Koyach of Yachad was not. So the Salam mitzvah. Bizman Hazem, maybe the Pshat is that the counting of Koyach of Yachad. So those who live in Eretz Yisrael, those who live in Eretz Yisrael, so their counting is Kaveya when Shavuos is going to be. Maybe that's the shot. That's of course only on the assumption that Spirit Sayyid of Bizman are there, right? Faithless and Merad and Shachanot and Magan Avon passing that Spirit Sayyid of Bizman are there is only the Rabbanah. You know that Spirit Sayyid of Bizman are there is the Rabbanah.
Still being
Kovea is the day is not Ayde Sphere, just by Nihu. Just like that Kiddush HaKadosh is Nihu. Could be. Could be. Shailen Shulchanach regarding this Rosh of Yisfat and Lachem Shukai Zira L'Cholech of Yechod, some want to say that the Chulis of Azbo that they talk about. Some want to say that although we generally allow Shemeh Koine in all mitzvahs of Amir, let the Ivy side Kiddush and you listen and you Yotze, Shemeh Koine, or Ivy side Havdolah, or Ivy side read the Megillah, or Ivy side Shofar, so I say Shemeh Koine, you're paying attention to my Kiddush Shofar, consider as if you yourself were Tokeh the Shofar. So what about by Sphere Simon? If one person will count Sphere, will you say Shemeh Kohen or not? If someone is saying no, it says, Yisvatim Lachem Shukai Sphere L'Cholech HaTiyechon, that Pasuk requires that each person should count separately, that you wouldn't allow Shemeh Kohen. The Pashup Shat in the Drasha is not at all that. Pashup Shat is Yisvatim Lachem contrary to Shemeshuot Tizkolah, that you shouldn't think that it's only a mitzvah and there's no Zadol. This is not. That's not him. Sphere L'Cholech HaTiyechon, it's a Chavis HaYochid. How does one fulfill the Chavis HaYochid? By Kiddush and Avdolah, that if one person counts Sphere, everybody else can be Yotzei with Shemir Koine. Why not? But there is such a suggestion in the Chulat HaRashbo that may be included in the Drasha is also the Drasha, the main part of the Drasha is that it's a Chavis HaYochid, not a Chavis Bez Nazon. But perhaps also included in the same Drasha is that you wouldn't allow Shemir Koine. Then in the further detail, Machlekes and Achorin, would you allow Shemeh Koine and the Bracha? Maybe, even if you all like this story, and the Shavuot HaRashba, that you don't allow Shemeh Koine on the Sphere, but that's only on the Sphere, that's the Pasuk, the Sphat from Lachem Sphere, L'chol HaTariach, but on the Bracha, Asher, Kedushon, and the Mitzvot HaTzvon, on Sphere HaSleime, maybe there you should say that you would allow Shemeh Koine. So one person can say the Bracha to be Moisi, everybody, and then we would require everybody to say their own Sphere HaSleime. And there's one opinion in Achorin, the opinion of course, from Achorin, there's one opinion in Achorin, that no, that just like you don't allow Shemeh Koine on the Sphere, you wouldn't allow Shemeh Koine on the Bracha, and everybody has to say their own Bracha. Just a Gor tell him. Why in the world should that be so? You shouldn't allow Shemeh Koine. That you shouldn't allow Shemeh Koine on the Sphere doesn't really make any sense, but at least you can see where someone got such an idea. That included in that Xeris HaKosev also where that you don't allow Shemeh Koine. But where is the Xeris HaKosev you don't allow Shemeh Koine on the Bracha? The Simamish from Sinai. Doesn't make any sense. Not even from Sinai. Doesn't make any sense to it. So that Rechair only makes sense according to the Rav Yor. The Mordechai quotes in the name of the Rav Yor. I guess it's in the original. Now we have the Rav Yor available. The Rav Yor says that when you can't see a Sinai, you can't with a Shin. You say, Asher Bracha, Asher Kedushan, and it says, I'll see a Sinai, Sheh HaYayim, Moshe Shloshim Yom, Sheheim, etc. Sheheim Abba Shavuos, the Chamisha Yom Yom. What do you mean Sheh HaYom? It leads every opinion that the Sphere HaSleime is not that you recite a bracha and then you do a mitzvah counting the Yom, but it's Hakona the Rabbonim. And I tell you, all you have to do is count Sphere HaSleime. With the Rabbonim, they're mistaken to recite a bracha, not to recite a bracha in advance of the Sphere, and then you do the Mitzvah Sphere. With the Rabbonim, they're all mistaken that you shall fulfill Sphere HaSleime in the Nusach of the bracha. Like they're mistaken that you have to recite Kiddush on Shabbos in the Nusach of the Bracha. They could have been mistaken Kiddush that he sings Zmiris on the Kavod Shabbos. You shouldn't be Yotzei Kiddush Deraisa in the form of Zmiris also. Who said you have to say a Bracha? But the Chachamim, the Anshei Knesset HaGdol, who are mistaken Kiddushin, the Havdolah, the Gemara says they're mistaken only in the Sforos of the Bracha. So they were mistaken that we should fulfill Kiddush and Havdolah in the Nusach of the Bracha. So also over here, the Rav Yor, the Rav Yor, the opinion, they're mistaken that you have to fulfill the mitzvah of Sfira Soma in the mitzvah of Adlocha. You say, that the minyan and the mitzvah of the day should be the gemara of the mitzvah of Adlocha. That's how the Gemara Goyim points out, that the Rav Yoh, which he taught on another din, and the Chava quotes the din of the Rav Yoh, that if a person says the Bracha of Sfira Soma, thinking that tonight is Lama Beis Goyim, and then he hears the Chazan count, and then he hears tonight's Lama Beis Goyim, so he counts correctly. So the Rav Yoh raises a problem, maybe he has to repeat the Bracha all over again. Since at the time that he said the Bracha, he thought that he's going to count Lama Beis, and then he realized that he counts Lama Gimel, so maybe he has to count the Bracha, maybe he has to say the Bracha all over again. So the Rav Yoh relates this to the Gemara and Brachas at the end of the first parak, when the Gemara says that the person has a cup of water, and he fills it with wine, and he starts by saying, Baruch HaTah Hashem, Baruch HaTah Hashem, Baruch HaTah Hashem, the Bracha, by saying Baruch HaTah Hashem, and then he realizes that it's not wine. If he's going to say Baruch HaTah Hashem on the water, he won't even be able to be able to. So he corrects himself, and he says, Shehakom Yeh B'Zvot. Is good? He said the Bracha properly from the beginning to the end is good. So the Gemara has any bayah whether it's good or no good. Is he yet to the Bracha now? Since when he said the beginning of the Bracha, he intended to conclude the Bracha improperly. So it's a topic in the Gemara. So how do you pass him? So with respect to Bracha Samaraj and the Kiddush, which are Brachas there, I said, there would be machmir. If that person ate a whole meal, he had a sandwich, then he had ice cream at the end. And he has to recite Bracha Samaraj. And he forgot. He has to say Bracha Samaraj. So he has in mind, oh, I'm going to say one of the questions in start saying Baruch HaKosher Mechanim HaFarim, he's about to say Baruch HaKosher, and he realizes, what's Baruch HaKosher? Not only did he have the ice cream dessert, he had it in the sandwich. So he says, Mechanim HaFarim, he's on the side of the Kulim, Mechanim HaFarim, it keeps on going. So he says in Shulchan Aruch that that's no good. But since when he said, Toh Hashem, Mechanim HaFarim, and he had the right to say Baruch HaKosher, which would not be sufficient for the sandwich, and then he corrects himself and he says, Hazanah Soilam, so that's the Yvayah Delev Sheet in the Gemara, then in the Bracha Delaik, the Gil Lechumra, and only in the Bracha Rabbanu you go with Kula. Let's say Shahakal, Radom, those kind of things in the Vedas. The Bracha Rabbanu you go with Kula. But on the Bracha Raisa you go with Kula. So the Rav Yoh says, very strange Rav Yoh says, that since Sfira Soma is the man as there is only the Rabbanu, so if the Sfira counts, if the Sfira says the Bracha Abaita to say Lama Deis, and then he realizes that it's Lama Gimel and he counts the correct Sfira. But since the Zman is there, so the Zman is there, so you can make it on the Bible of Sheet and the Gemara Brachas. So the Zman HaMikdash, if this were to happen to you, when the Mashiach will come and they'll build the Beit HaMikdash, then you're going to have to say over the Brachas. So this Gerard is quoted in the Shiur Mamanachas as asking on the Rav Yoh, he doesn't understand what in the world is he talking about. The Brachas is the same Brachas all the time. Hashem Kedishan of the Vinsos and Sivan HaSpirit, and it's the same Mustacha Brachas. He says the same Brachas every night. So he started saying the Brachas died to say the right Brachas. But to count the wrong number, then he corrects himself and counted the right number. So why is this equivalent of the Gemara's Yibayit Lev Shita? When the fellow started counting, when the fellow started reciting the Bracha, Adaita to say the wrong Chasimus HaBracha, and then he corrected himself. It's not analogy, it's not countable at all. So the Biskarov is told there saying the Kasha and he had no terror. So this Kasha was asked by the Vilna Gaon, and it's Bira on the Shulchan Aruch, and it gives the terror. He has the cash and he gives the tenor that this is the Rav Yoh Shitasa, that the Rav Yoh is the one whom the Mordechai quotes is saying that he can't share Hayom. So the minyan and the mitzvah of the Sfira Soma that he's asking is an essential thing, it's part of the Bracha, that's the final line in the Nusach HaBracha. So it's mamish comparable to, it's done with the Bema to the Gemara Bracha. So he started off by saying the Bracha Adaita to conclude the Nusach HaBracha one way. And then he realizes in the middle that he has to conclude the Nusach HaBracha with Lag Bema, with a different Nusach. So that's why it's in the Bible of Shita, so he said, Bizman HaZed, it's where Sani Gong Dura Bono, you go to Kula. Bizman HaMikdash, that it's a mix of the rice, it's where Sani Gong Dura Bono. Rashi points out on the Parsha Samoado, that it says in the very beginning, and at the very end of the Parsha Samoado, the same passage are repeated. Elo Miyad HaShem Shetiku Olsam, Olsam Chosar Vor, and you read Atikur Olsam Ela Atem, Atem Atrim Mizizim, etc. So it has an imparted base in Perek Chav Gimel, and then it has it at the very end, the same thing repeated. Again, Olsam Chosar Vor, and you say Atikur Olsam Ela Atem. So Rashi says, why is it? Rashi quotes from the Pasuk Lamed Zayin, Ela Mei Adashem Shetikur Olsam, again Chosar Vor. Mori Chosar is very important, more Darshan Zalata, Mori Chosar. So the Gemara Darshan says, the Sifra Darshan again, Oysam Mezakim. So Rashi says, why do you need two Drashas? Rashi answers, the first Pasuk refers to Kiddush HaChodesh and the second Pasuk refers to Ibur HaShana. both Akirish HaKadosh and Amibur HaShono, you have the same din, that Atem, Afilu Mizidim, etc. Even if there's not made a mistake in the Kibur HaShono, Akirish HaShono, it's also Ham. This is the Minhasina quotes this Rashi, the same is Yisroel, the Eskam is Klach, the last daf in Brochus. The Klach has a comment on a Gemara, that the Gemara Gemara learns that from two different psukim that you can only do Kiddush HaKadosh and Ibra HaShana in Eretz Yisrael and not in Chutz La'aretz. The Gemara in Heaven has one pasuk and the Gemara in Brochus has a different pasuk. So yes, how come there's a contradiction? How come the Gemara has two different psukim? So the Tzlach explains why you need two different psukim. At one pasuk is talking about Kiddush HaKadosh, one is talking about Ibra HaShana. And the Teich HaDvarim, he explains that it's necessary for his interpretation, that the Hebrew HaShana, you don't apply Atem HaFilim, the Rizim HaTem HaFilim, the Shogun HaTem HaFilim. That only applies to Kiddush HaKadosh. So in the Gemara and the Bavli, it only appears in connection with Kiddush HaKadosh, not with respect to Hebrew HaShana. This is therefore the Pasuk in Tzion, Peitzei Seirah, that in Tzion, in Eretz Yisrael, they invent, can you see in Peitzei Seirah, they invent Seirah. How can you invent Seirah? You can't invent Seirah. Either it's correct or it's incorrect. It's correct or not. It's not an invention. It's a discovery. You can discover Torah, but you can't invent Torah. Says you well, by Kiddush HaKadosh, you can invent. Atem Afim Mutim. Even if your mom is making a mistake, within reason, if you make a mistake and you declare that this month is only going to have 25 days, that doesn't go. You can't have more than 30 days, you can't have less than 29 days. And a year can't have more than 13 months, and you can't have less than 12 months. But within this range is Atem Afim Mutim, even if they make a mistake. So that's called inventing Torah. Can you see on Peitzei Seirah is the pasuk that teaches that Kiddush HaKadosh has to be done in Eretz Yisrael. But if you cannot derive in that pasuk Ibra Hashana taking place in Eretz Yisrael, because Ibra Hashana can make a mistake or not Tichal. Ibra Hashana is only a discovery. It's not an invention on the part of the devil. So that has to be learned back from a different pasuk. So then he explains that, why don't you learn on Kiddush HaKadosh? And that pasuk explains why we too. Why the pasuk for Kiddush HaKadosh can't teach Hebrew HaShana, why the pasuk for Hebrew HaShana can't teach you Kiddush HaKadosh. That's the famous plot on the last Daphne Brochus, and Igmar discusses the fact that Rabbi Akiva was in Kaddish Kadosh and Chutzul Aret. Igmar says, how you talk and you don't know how to do it, and Igmar quotes the pasuk. The plot explains why you need to keep speaking. One from the first person has it, and the one from the last Daphne Brochus. So the Minchas Sinach says that that's against Rashi. The Rashi HaFumish says that you have two psukim. One is Kiddush HaKadosh, one is Hebrew HaShana. Unless you say, that's what you have to say. Unless you say, Tam Sifrer at Yudah, and the other Tanayim disagree. How do you know that Tam Sifrer at Yudah means that it's only a few rounds like that, and the only other Tanayim disagree? So he quotes, no, there is a Gemara. So do I have the Gemara Sanish or the other Tanayim disagree? There is a Gemara in the first parish in Sanhedrin. The Gemara discusses what if the Bez Nagrava wants to declare a Shalom Bubber, if they want to add on another Shemi in order to postpone Pesach another month ahead. Because everybody's coming, the Rovat people is coming, and they don't want everybody to bring Korban Pesach to Tumah. They would prefer to push off Pesach for another month, so by the time Pesach will come, a month later, the majority of these people will have everybody will have a chance to become Tahar, so the Pesach, Korban Pesach will be Korban with Tahara. So the Gemara has a Machlokes Tanaim, is that a valid reason for postponing Pesach? So the Gemara says, well, it depends. Where do you hold Tumah? Who should the Tzibur? A Tumah Duchuy the Tzibur. Machlokes Tumah Davos. Machlokes Amaroyim, the Gemara says it's really a Machlokes Tanaim. And the first place in Sanhedrin, the Gemara talks to Machlokes Tanaim. If you hold Tumah Duchuy the Tzibur, then you'd be patient, he'd give out Torah, and if you can avoid it, you really should recommend it, you should avoid it. Then it's recommended that you should make Ibra Shana. But if you hold Tumah, who should have seen, but had to go more, not to Toshi, so that's no reason at all to be Ma'abar HaShana. So that's the Machlokes, whether the Chatzili is permitted to be Ma'abar HaShana or Biglal HaTum.
Why do you
think Pesach Sheni means if the Rav HaTziva brought the Tahara on Pesach Rishon, then the Yechidim who would come, they cannot bring on Pesach Rishon. They have to be mixed with the Pesach Sheni. What if the robot seeker is coming? So the din says that they can bring a Pesach Rishon. They don't bring Pesach Rishon, they bring Pesach Rishon. But that's the dispute. Is that Utro or the Puya? You can't tell from that part.
No,
you're
saying they want to push it off,
but
why won't
you
bring
it? Right? And then there's still going to be people who are going to bring Pesach Sheni 2 months later. The robot seeker will bring Pesach Rishon, and in the near future, there are always going to be people who are coming.
That was going to be half of the women didn't go to mikveh. The women are half of the month, they're probably half of the month they're tzar. The men are also half of the time they're coming. He has not. The tzar tummy, that's what they can't eat. The rubach, next to it. They can't, they can't. So the Gemara has three sheets there. One opinion is that you permitted lahatchila to be ma'aber es hashana biglal hatumah. The other opinion is you're not permitted to be ma'aber biglal hatumah, but be the yevid and you grew on me uberes. If the yevid you were ma'aber es hashana biglal hatumah, it would be valid. Even though it's not a good reason. And the third time it says, I think be the yevid and you grew on me hatumah, enum uberes. So the question is, why is the yevid enum uberes? Why is the yevid enum uberes? Obviously the reason why is because Hashem Afinu Mutim doesn't apply to Yibra Hashanah. That's exactly the Machlokes Satanam. So he says, true, this is fulfilled by Rashi and Chumash. He got the opinion that it says twice Hashem. Once the Kiddush HaKadosh wants to Yibra Hashanah, then in both you say Hashem Afinu Mutim, but the last time when we pass the light, this is blue. The last time he says Afinu to the heaven in the blue is Hashanah how we pass it. We pass the Tumim Chuy this people. We don't say the rest is not relevant. But the last time apparently is another opinion that that since Tumim Chuy should be given, it's not a valid reason. So even the evidence of Ruha, ain't no better. It's not even good to the evidence. The Shaila is if you want to hold not so. If you want to say that everybody agrees that Hashem, Afilim Mutim applies even to Yibra Hashanah, that's the Pashto. It's hard to make a split between Kiddush HaKadosh and Yibra Hashanah. So then the question is, what do you do with that Gemara? How can the Gemara say that Afilim to the Yevid, they don't move down? That's the problem. That's the Minhasina quote, that's the problem. So Rechik suggested an interesting answer. He said, when you make Yibra Hashanah, the Gemara and the Tosefta to have Alichas about this, the Bez Nagar used to send out a letter to all the Jews, declaring we have declared this year as a Shalom Be'eretz because of this reason, that reason, and the other reason. They would give the reason. When we give a psak, when the Bezin gives a psak, they don't have to give the reason. So who talks in Yechag, who talks in Yechag. So whenever Bezin makes a psak based on an error, so if it's wrong, it's wrong. They make Kiddush HaKadosh, even the Torah, that's not wrong. I'll tell them I feel a Muslim even when an error is psak. But if they make Yibra Hashanah an error, would it be chal or not, should depend what the nusach of the Yibra Hashanah was. If they say, we hereby declare Shalom Ubez. Now why did they declare Shalom Ubez? They had a session. And they were giving them economic reasons. And they were giving them religious reasons. Why? For them, Pesach and this, and the roads are no good, and the people, all the regalim have to travel, and the snow didn't melt yet. The Gemara has all kinds of reasons. And then it turns out that all the reasons are not true. That the newspaper then made up stories, and they printed this, and they fooled the Rabbanim, and they made Shalom Ubez and Kappah. But then it should depend. When they did the act of Yibra Hashanah, did they say Shonazim Uberis because of reason A, B, C? Or did they just say Shonazim Uberis? If they said Shonazim Uberis, period, and they had the reasons in the back of their mind, they spent hours and hours and hours reading these newspapers and all these reports and everything, and it came out that whole thing was a fraud, but they didn't incorporate that error into the psak, so then the whole thing you should apply the din about them. Are people with them? Since the psak is a clean psak, even though it's based on an error, like that, then I think it's similar to Kiddush HaKadosh. But most of the time in Yibra Hashanah, all the time came out. Most of the time, all the time, they would always incorporate into the letter the reason why they're ma'aber. They would write, Shonazim Uberes, because of the roads are so poor, and the conditions are bad, and the travelers won't be able to come, or that the goats of the lambs are not big enough, and you have to bring lambs to shep to the Tzom Pesach, and we wanted to postpone Pesach another month that the lamb should be fatter in order to kill them, or because it was so much rain in the winter that the tanurim melted away and they won't have tanurim to draw the Korban Pesach, so we want to have another month in order to manufacture tanurim, or whatever reason they can have. These are reasons that the Tosefta and the Gemara have, because of the tanurim and because of the highways and because of the snows and the people in Chutzpahs got stuck and they want to come next year. There was a strike, there's an airplane strike, and they want to come next year, so they're going to get stuck, so you have to give them a break. Different reasons they have. So if they incorporate the reason into the Yibra Hashanah, and then it turns out that that reason was wrong, then Hasvara no sense that they can say that Hashem Afilu Mutim, even though they made a mistake. The Pesach itself has a mistake in the Pesach, so they're the Svara no sense that it's no good at all. So that's why perhaps the Gemara says that if you hold that Tumah is Hutra B'Tzibur, and they say Shana Zubu Beres Mitzneh HaTumah, so he says the reason into the Pesach, and the reason is Mamish Baloney, the reason is Mamish wrong. But then the Din of Hashem, Afilu Mutim, would not apply.
Yavol Demir, so they find out that 12th or 13th or whatever month this is, that they shouldn't have made other days, they should have made an Israel. And you get a notifying anybody.
Yeah, they better find out the same day that they made the Ibra Shana, that the Ibra Shana is not caught. They better find out yet, that we're going to have big problems, okay? Okay. That's the problem of explaining to the people. Okay.
Potential
big problem. The very speaks of the Torah that you have to be on the Amitai, the Melvad, the Drechem, the Drechem, the Chumat Yetzem. The Ramban points out in the Ibn Ezra that there seem to be three distinct types of Torah. You have Nezer, Nidove, and Matone. What is Nezer, Nidove, we know from the Mishnah, the first Torah, in Megillah? It says, Mabri Nezer, Nidove, Nezer is Hanna Harei Alai, Nidove is Hanna Harei Zul. He says Harei Alai, Chazafu Yusuf, the name gets lost. If he says Harei Zul, he didn't take a Nezer, he's not Chazafu Yusuf. The name gets lost is lost. And what's Matone? What is that? What is that? What is the third problem? Pasuk Lamed Ches, third, Kof Dalet, Pasuk Lamed Ches, Mevad Shachshach Hashem, Mevad Matnei Sechem, Mevad Kone Drechem, 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 and he gives it over to the Kohen and tells the Kohen that he should make it into a shlomo, should make it into an Ur. The Gemara has that Hillel, the Yodam, and more Lord than the Kabbanish of Hillel. Hillel lived 100 years before the Churban Abayis, the Gemara says in Avodah. So Hillel brought Kabbanish in the Beit HaMikdash. And he never wanted anybody to violate the Hillel and his Kabbanish. So he would never mark the Shekhov and put some Mikdash and then bring it to the Beit HaMikdash. Somebody may violate the Hillel and so he would bring it to the Beit HaMikdash. He always brought it to the Beit HaMikdash when he was about to hand it over to the Kohen. It would be Magdash then, and then there's only half a minute left, so no one would have a chance to be married when he's coming. He wanted to prevent me with the Korban. But that doesn't seem to be what the Ibn Ezra is referring to. Ibn Ezra explained that this is what I'm talking about. He said, you give it Kulin to the Kohen. You're not Magdash the second before you give it to the Kohen. You give it to the Kohen, the head of Kulin, and then the Kohen, when he does the Shita, and he does the first Avoda, he does it, the same way, the same Shlamim, the Avoda will be the Kaddish to Kohen. That's a new concept. Normally what you do is you magdish his Kusha's Tev before the great Kusha's Tev, and then you do the Avoda on the animal that already has a Kusha's Tev. And here the Ibn is saying a new word, that you can take a Behemoth Kulin. If I take your Behemoth Kulin and I shech to the same Shlamim, it's not going to become a Shlamim. Ain't on the Magdash Behemoth Shem and Shalom. That's a double portion. But if I take my Behemoth, or if I give my Behemoth to the Kohen and I authorize him, I give him permission to, he doesn't have to say Harei Zeh Shlomim and then Shech to the same Shlomim. When he Shech to the same Shlomim, the Avodah that he does, the same Shlomim seems that it would be Mekanishit to make it into a Kohen Shlomim. Apparently not. Kulim Azor is in the Shech to the same Shlomim, the same Kulim. Yeah, but if you Shech to the same Kohen, and it becomes thereby a Kohen, that's not a violation of Kulim Azor. There is a crisis in the end of Kulim. I think it's next to Lev Davenson. The Tosfos discusses the possibility of bringing Behemoth Biyuni Dachas as a problem to the Beis HaMikdash. So that in Shah Melech and the Achayim, that that's impossible. Behemoth Biyuni Dachas is also the Hanor. And if you see Hanor, so the Gemara says it's Tainer Bishusa. And whatever Tainer Bishusa, he can't be Magdish. How can Tosfos talk about the unless maybe that's what Tosfos means. Maybe so here he says, we don't know. Kufin and Alpha, the new thing, you pray, you only die. So I think that the Hennessy and Alpha, the mother of Hedisha, will see though, in the southern part, she sees that it's racial time. Doesn't have a subject, would it be good or not? So the Shah Melech and the Kazanish and others there, and between them, they ask Kakasha, what are you talking about? How can you be mad at this Hennessy and Alpha? It's also about more. That's my mouth, but my mouth is never coming back from hey. And if it's my being, it's not my mouth, he's just showing a movie, but the Hagdash is not coming. So how can you bring it? So maybe what Tosfos means is this. Maybe they mean to be Magdash, you have to have a Kaya Bailos. And if it's any Bishus, it's still Surah Hamur, it's any Bishus, you see, can't. But if you do an Avoida, the same Shlomim, the same Oilo, so maybe the Avoida can be purveyed as a Shlomim and Oilo, even though you don't have the Kaya to be Magdash.
Maybe not.
It's a good sign, but that's the same source as the Gemara Bava Kamma, that's Menheda, so it's like that. But if I have a show on this Kalach, and Gemara Din, Mishal Niskel, Mishal Shahar, Gesha Odom, the Nidman Din Ola Nisa, the show on this Kalach, and Gemara Din is also done, no? So the Gemara says, Ikdish Ohin Amudrish, if you're Magdish, the Hegdish is not Kham. So the simple, that's the first source, the simple translation in Gemara. Rabbeinu Tam, and Hagri Lassay has a different understanding of that Gemara. He says it doesn't mean the Hegdish is not Kham. It means that the behemoth doesn't get off the hook. The Hegdish is not going to help. The Hegdish is cow, but the Bezin, the attorney is going to get that behemoth away from the Hegdish and is going to give him Nisa anyway. The Hegdish is not going to save the animal's life. That's what means Hegdish ain't a mugdish. It's not going to help. But the first one is the Pashup Shad, like the other Mishnah, not like the Rabbeinu Tam reinterpreted. The Pashup Shad, Hegdish ain't a mugdish. The Hegdish is not cow. Why? Either because it's Surah Hamra, Reina Shaloi, some Paskim Hall, some Rishon, the Rizal, the Rizal, the Rizal, no, Reina B'Shusa, Machlegis, but it's either Reina Shalai or Reina B'Shusa. That's how it's usually assumed. So it's either Reina Shalai or Reina B'Shusa, then you can't be Magdish at all. So that's what the Yer contenses. What the place is talking about over there? You're Magdish, Reina B'Shusa, Dacha, and they have a stuff that keeps them in the place of Kaimo, and you check that maybe the Shkuta, the Kodim is not a kosher Shkuta, because it's under the place. Forget about the shayla of the Shkita, whether the Shkita is good or not. How does the Hagdosh itself? If it's a Suri Hamno, a Bema Suri Gafi says it's a Suri Hamno, but if it's a Suri Hamno, the Hagdosh can't be held as a Seine Bushus. That's the time of the Rachmanime. So they said, well, so we have the Deen of the Suri, Intai, from Lebanon. The Tosik says, we're not permitted to be Makam or Adabi Hamizbeah, Abrahima Balasmu, and then it says of Yasichan Loisatu. And you're not allowed to cause that a Bahima should become you're not permitted to be Mustaris a Bahima. And the Gemara, this is in Perit Khov Day, it's also Khov Dalar. The Yasichan Loisatu, the Gemara in Shambi got Kuf Yud on the day, along with the Kuf Yud Aleph on the Dalar, that the Bahima Shmana Shrotsim, the whole Perit Shmana Shrotsim in Shambi. We just went to first down. The rest of the parak is a little bit about healing, salt water, and then the rest of the parak is about refuah. Refuah, the chol and refuah is the shamus. So there's a there with the rabbanim that are using refuah. And the Mishnah talk about which refuah you are in violation of the gzera, which are not in violation of the gzera. And Mishnah mentions a certain refuah that the people used to take that had a side effect of causing the person to take the refuah to become barren, that he became an okar. So if more yes, it becomes an okar. You're not allowed to do that. That's the din of the Yatzacham Loisatsu. But even on the Chumash, it only appears with respect to the Amos, but with Darshan from the Pasuk, that it even applies to people. So there should be an issue of the Raisa to take this medicine that causes stealers. The first thing more is, well, maybe this is not called actual stealers. Stealers means if you do, if you tamper with the Eber HaLeber itself. The Eva HaZohar, the Eva HaNakeva, but here where you're taking a medication, you're drinking something. You're taking some pills, you're drinking something, a kosher liquorin, but maybe the Gemara says, since you're not tampering with the actual Eva itself, so there's no effect here. That's called Brahma, the Gemara calls. The Gemara says wrong. The Gemara says that that's wrong, because we have a statement of one of the Amoraim that if you have a, what's a male hen? It's a rooster. If you have a rooster, you want to be Mitzaret the rooster, so if you remove the cap, the carbolas, from the top of the rooster's head, it will be Mitzaret Me'elah, but it's permissible to do that. The guy doesn't want the rooster to keep on being with the hens. So he keeps on getting blood spots in the eggs. He wants only to have hens that lay eggs without any rooster. So he doesn't want to kill a rooster, but he's going to castrate the rooster. So instead of castrating the rooster, the Eber HaZachos, which is an issue, they're right, they have to come to the so he'll avoid the Easter by cutting off the kerbolas, and the rooster won't start up at the hens anymore. He wants that that's permissible. So you see the fairish, but as long as you do the serious not on the Eva HaLeva, the rooster. He says, no, that's a different reason why. If it's a physical serious that's accomplished, then it's even also if it's in an indirect fashion. But over there, Ravashi explains, Rav Nisruch Hu Hud Nikita Lev, that doesn't really accomplish serious. It's just that the rooster falls into a state of depression because he can't show off anymore, that he has this beautiful, beautiful corbolas. And the Gemara in another place gives a whole description of the way the rooster, when he proposes to the hen, tells the hen, what do you think my beautiful cap? And he promises to give her a lot of money and everything, promises, and then after he puts the hen, he runs away and he doesn't give her anything. He doesn't keep any of his promises. So if he can't give the whole spiel on the hen,
He doesn't have to put bovers, so the whole system doesn't begin. So the Gemara says that's a psychological theory. You just put him in a state of deep depression, so the rooster is not interested in going out on any dates with the hen. But you didn't physically make it impossible for him to have tashmish. So that's why the Gemara says, that's why it's moved to come off the kubolas. Because it's not mamish, it's not an act of serious. But if a person takes this medication, if he swallows a pill or something and it causes physical serious, then he must, even though there's no tampering with the Ebrahim, it would be forbidden. So the Gemara says, oh, I must be talking about a woman. Mishnah's talking about a woman. So what does it mean? Women are not obligated to fulfill the mitzvah of Tirud Eridiyah. Since it's not obligated to Tirud Eridiyah, therefore there's no reason. So the Gemara says, no, according to the Tana of Yechon and Blood Cross, that women are obligated in Tirud Eridiyah, Ma'itah Lameimah. The Gemara says, well, we're talking about a woman who's anyway in Akara. But we're talking about Askena. The woman is 95 years old, so she's taking the medication for her arthritis and her rheumatism or whatever. And if she would have been 80 years younger, she would have taken this medication at the age of 15 or something, so then it would have caused her to become an akara, but she's already 95 years old anyway. She's a skena, she's an akara anyway. So the medication only has the effect of clearing her sinus condition, or clearing her arthritis or her rheumatism, and it doesn't accomplish the side effect of serious, because anyway she's not going to have any dates. So that's the thing you're talking about.
So
is the
medicine for life-threatening situation?
No, life-threatening is a
bad
there's no
shayla.
If life-threatening situation, you can tamper with the Eber Haleda itself. Ah, sinus condition, you can live with it. You take the medication and it causes them to become a story.
The
Gemara could have said they're Mekanimits already, right? And the Hanan, the same thing. The Gemara could have said they're Mekanimits. But in a simple reading of the Gemara, it would appear that this is a series that has to do with Tirud Eridiyah. And the way we pass that women are not mechuyev in Tirud Eridiyah, then it should follow that women are not forbidden to do serious. And the Rambam says not so. The Rambam says you're not permitted to do serious on women. The only thing that's permissible is this indirect serious. Take the kosher of the Koran is used, but the temple with the Eber Haleda, that you're not allowed to do.
In the case of Tirud Eridiyah,
no, there's no mitzvah to Tirud
Eridiyah.
Right. So what's going on? So I think Ibn Hassina points out, where did the Rama get it from? So he explains Kosh Pshat, I think, in the Gemara. That there were two dinim over here. There's one din, the Yisus Tirus, and that Yisus Tirus applies even to behemoth. That's totally unrelated to Tirud Eridiyah, but that Yisus applies to behemoth, to Odom, to men, to women, to children, to goyim, to behemoth. Nothing to do with Tirud Eridiyah. But that's only to tamper with the Eva HaLeda itself. But if you're not tampering with the Eva HaLeda itself, and then the Chazanish talks about, how, let's say, by a man, how far in do you consider things Eva HaLeda? There are parts inside the body that are connected with Eva HaLeda. So that's not part of Eva HaLeda. That's already considered taking a kosher ikar. So taking kosher ikar is really not the issue of the Yisrael Be'atzachem. That's a different problem. A big la mitzvah to religion. So that already depends. On a behemoth, it wouldn't be a problem to give a kosher ikar. Because there's no problem with religion. But on people, then you have the problem. Big la mitzvah to religion. So that depends whether women are mechuyev and tirud eridiyah or not. So we talk to women are potter. So there's no problem. Women are potter from tirud eridiyah, but there's a machlokes that they shmuel on the first page in Ebenezer. On page Aleph and Aleph, so it's a machlokes between places and two different descriptors, and Gittin and Chagigah. But the women are mechuyev and shevet. So the first thing is shy, that means when told the world, the shevet is better. But it's also created the world in order that it should be populated, in order that it should be inhabited. So true, what I think in the text is true, women are not obligated to fulfill the mitzvah of Tirud Eridiyah, which requires to have a son and a daughter, according to the Tzila. But it could well be, according to one opinion, that women are obligated to fulfill the mitzvah of Shevet, which is a question what that means. That's a further machlokes tachanis. In Tim Tzilam, that women are obligated in Shevet, then there's a machlokes, what it means to have one child, to replace yourself to have one child. But no, it means to have also a son and a daughter, but it's not the din de raita of Tirud Eridiyah. It's a good idea to make that's a big shine. Someone just asked me the shine fact. A girl fell in love with a boy, and then they were going out for the longest time, and she fell in love with him. And then the boy, the day that he proposed, he told her that he knows that he's unable to have any children. So the shine is, so the girl's willing to marry him. Right now, she's merely in love, she's willing to marry him. What'll happen in another 20 years, she'll be married, and she won't have any children, is the question, whether she'll still be so happily married or not. That's the question. They won't have children now. But the question is she permitted to marry him knowing in advance that she won't be able to have any children from him? Maybe we should recommend that she should get married and have artificial insemination with someone else. Does that make sense or not? Anyway, that's a Shabbos. That's just
a wind.
It's a partial key in my mitzvah. For though, as it says in the Pasuk in Yishra, Toh Hashem, Toh Ma Hashem Masarisim, Masha Yishnu Shab Sisa, Bachar Bach Shafafati, Mach Rikim Bivrisi, so the Chavit Chaim says, Mach Rikim Bivrisi means that they adopt children, that they support yeshivas. They support yeshivas, Kalam Alam is Bech Haver Torah, Mara La Pasuk Kili Yilore, so that's the partial key in my mitzvah, Pim Vrisi. As a person is a Soris, Chavit Chaim has in a few places in his writing. The person is a service and he knows that he can't have children, so he should support yeshivas. That's the equivalent of adopting Right, that's the question. Is it permissible for the woman to put herself into such a situation? So the psychological problem is a psychological question, but the halachic question is what we're concerned about. We're concerned about the psychology also, but we're concerned about the halacha. Are women obligated to fulfill shevet? If the mechuyav to fulfill shevet, then they're not permitted to get married knowing in advance that thinking that she's going to live with this man on Nevi Yasin Shana, and she's never going to have any babies. That's the shevet. That's the shevet. The simple reading of the Gemara is, on $50 an hour, sounds that if women are not obligated in Pirim, they're not obligated in shevet either. Otherwise, what the Gemara says, yes. Or Rabbi Yechem and Breika, the whole that women are mechuyav also in Pirim, the Maikul and Meima, the Gemara should have asked, what happened to the mitzvah shevet? So the Pashup Shani Gemara says, women are not mechuyav in shevet. It's a machloek, it's the Beis Shmuel on the first page, and then it quotes 2 days from there. The Rambam says they're not permitted to do serious in the Eivah HaEivah itself, the Eivah HaLeivah itself, to tamper with the Eivah to cause inability to have children, but to take a kosher Korin, to take medication, something not in the Eivah, something in some other part of the body is permissible, even though we don't advance that it's going to affect her and make her unable to have children. Men is not No, the psychology, that was a different thing. That was about the heinous thing, Mark said. But a man is not allowed to do it even if it's not the neighbor haleda because he's mabat l'mitzvah to the meridian, unless he already has children.
For
himself. A man should take a pill to make him infertile. No. So then the Gemara says you're not allowed to do serious the Adayim. And you're not allowed the Gemara says you're not allowed to do serious the Eilov either. Right, unless it's psychological serious. So a woman should be the same as a Bama then. That's the same. So what the answer is, there is a difficulty, there is a problem. Why is it that for a behemoth, the only thing that's permissible is to take off the carboles, or that's only putting the rooster in a state of depression? But physically, you didn't really make them into a sorrow. But if you would make them into a sorrow without tampering with the Eva HaLeva, the Gemara says that would be awesome. Even though you're only doing the serious indirect, you're not really doing tinkering with the Eva itself. So how come the Gemara says that by, how come the Rambam understood the Gemara to say that by women there's only an issue if you tamper with the Eva itself, and if you do it indirectly, that's only a problem of people on this period. Why should a woman be worse than a behemoth? The Gemara sees that Orthodox Judaism considers women worse than behemoth. Stick like a Gemara here, you gotta figure out shot. I don't even have to have trouble with that Rambam. That's a problem. Gotta look in the middle house clean on the ground. Okay.
Good shots, you look good. You didn't recognize it, you look.
Well, the case starts with Marshall and the other person is a father of these people. And this is the beginning of the story. So you know the name of that.
I'm going to tell you about my dinner.